update because it's so important at this end, and we are thinking of every one of you, the circumstances that you are dealing with, basically. The subject of the show, what do you think about the difference? What is the difference between the winning and the success, Shakhlakh?
For me, they're basically the same, because they both end, you know, they both have an ending. Because, you know, I hear it said that people like to say success is never ending, but it ends. It's got a waning point, a shelf life, like winning. Mm-hmm. Winning, you know, is just like instant, one and done. But, you know, you don't only have one race. If you're an athlete, you have multiple races until you no longer can.
Right.
Race. You know, but even then, if that's if you're athletic. Mm-hmm. But these car racers, airplane racers, you know, they go at it till they're in their 70s. So, you know, that's a long time of winning. Winning or losing, you know, failure, they call it. And that's like that with success. You know, we all start to lose our memory sometime when we get older. So, you know, success fades away. Just like, you know, it's like a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Marathon, there's really three winners that win the marathon, but every participant successfully crosses the line. So that's a success, crossing the line. You might not have crossed in the top three, but you had success crossing the line, much like the winners, you know, had success in winning.
Right.
So, to me, it's kind of all the same, because at some time or another, we are winning starts to become losses more and more consistently, until we just have to be a person watches, could no longer participate. Kind of like success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we successfully graduated from elementary school, then we successfully made it through middle school, then we successfully made it through high school. Then, you know, depending on which way we go, successfully go into the trades, you know, trade schools, or successfully complete college, followed mm-hmm. up by successfully complete university.
Yes.
You know, and then once you get your degree, you know, that's it for that part. Then you got to get a new field to start being successful in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your job, whether you went to the school for being a lawyer or a doctor.
Right.
Or a politician. At one point, you know, even our politicians, you know, their success ends. Mm-hmm. Although they fight hard now, you know, as we see all these politicians making it easier for the people to call for what do they call it, term limits, because they start to you know, they kind of like become dictators.
Right.
They're not there for the people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Success has gone to their head. Winning the election went to their head. Now they think it shouldn't be taken away from them. Yeah, so you know, I kind of think they're one and the same, but at the same time, different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thoughts on success and winning.
Very good, Vip. Yes, sorry. Please.
Both have an ending point.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we like it or not, you know, I hear all these other people's thoughts on it, and they think it's never-ending success, eh? But it does end, you know. You get to the age where you start to forget things and all that, so your success starts to wane. You know, like you no longer can participate in the races.
Mm-hmm.
Because their physicality starts to wane, like our intellect starts to wane. Yeah, so that's my thoughts on winning and success. One and the same, at the same time, two different things. But both have endings.
Right. That is great, because again, this station, these three voices, this mic, and this seat, and this studio, basically is talking free. That's why they named it Free Voices, the name of the station. And everyone has different opinion, including yourself, and that is respected. And with the differences, that is the area, with the differences we grow together. We don't need to be agree with one another, but because we are all different people, different opinion, but it's nice to have all these differences, because the differences bring and blend the result and the positivity. I thank you so much. Even with the hardship you go through, weather-wise, health-wise, to be even in hospitalized, you're really a great model for the rest of us, that no matter what, you stand tall and you make this communication on air, because a lot of reservation indigenous people, Indian people, Aboriginal people, the landowner of the country, indigenous people, and listening to this program, and it's so wonderful to have your own opinion, because when you're talking on the behalf of many voices that they don't have the voices. And I thank you for that, Shakhlakh. Thank you so much, and we are looking forward to have you next week.
Okay, and thank you guys that are on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back 1,000-fold. And I hope you all have a good week and weekend.
Thank you so much. Likewise, thank you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
That was Shakhlakh, the brother of Chief Shakhli from Nicola Valley, that he shared his own opinion with us. And we are going to have another song, which is called Desert Shadow, that has been dedicated to Counselor Farry. And here we go. Enjoy, everyone.
Calling.
right. Right now, we are having Mary. She is the officer of the public relation, production manager of Eagle Nation Production Society. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
So lovely to have you on the show. Thank you so much to be with us. The subject of the show, as you're aware, is the differences between the winning and the success. We would love to hear your own opinion about this.
Absolutely. I was just listening to other guests, and they brought some very important part of the winning versus success. What I say, winning is external. Success is internal. You can win a deal and fail at success if you violated your own values to get it. You can also lose a race and still be successful if you ran the plan, improve it, and just acted with integrity. Winning without success is hollow. That's why you see champions who are miserable next day. Success, however, without winning is still sustainable. That's why you see people who lost the round but kept building and eventually won in a way that actually lasted. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a good example. I will give you a classic example. On April 28, 1967, most of all us weren't even
born. Yes.
And on that day, at the height of Vietnam War, Muhammad Ali, I think everybody knows him.
Yes.
And his lovely boxer daughter, Hannah Ali, which I adore. She's great. Mm-hmm. He used to go to war. His heavyweight title was stripped by the boxing commissions the same day. And as you, most of you know, for 10 years, he was unbeatable. Like, he won every single match. He was the undefeated champion of the world at that time. Every state started revoking his boxing license. He was banned from boxing for 3.5 years, like from age of his peak, basically, his 25 to 28.
Right.
Absolute prime ages. He never got those years back. In June of 1967, he was convicted of draft evasions for not attending Vietnam War. He was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison and a $10,000 fine. Mm-hmm. That's about $90,000 today if you calculate it. His passport was also taken, so he couldn't fight abroad. He stayed out of prison on appeal. He really had to work hard. He had to get lawyers and fight this. And he appealed, and he kept speaking on the college campuses. And as you all know, those years in the 70s, 60s, 70s, everything was against African Americans.
Right.
Racism was highly practiced in courts everywhere. So he started speaking in colleges, universities. He didn't earn anything. He didn't earn a living boxing. It was very hard, very harsh time for him. In 1971, the Supreme Court finally, anonymously, overturned the conviction, finally. Mm-hmm. That's why he's the classic example. He lost winning,
right?
Lost his battle, money, his prime years, but he achieved success. He became bigger than ever in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, as a kid, I remember, I grew up in Iran. I remember middle of night, it was his boxing, I think it was with Joe Frazier.
Yes.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and me, little kid, watching it to run without my mom's knowledge.
You must like boxing.
I love boxing. Actually, I do boxing myself. I do Muay Thai. So he became bigger than ever in boxing. Symbol of principle, overprice. Yeah. When he came back in 1974, people didn't just see a boxer. They saw a man who stood by his beliefs. That's a trait. Winning is a title. Success is what the title means after.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Wonderful. It's always lovely to have you. Your side, your view is just like a fountain, you know, and you just each time you bring something very inspiring us, you know, and I really appreciate your time, Mary, to share the history and the way you are describing it. It becomes like a storyteller, basically. Yes. And you describe it beautifully because of with this technique stays with us. Thank you so much to be with us and to support the program and to have your own opinion. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Always. You're all doing a wonderful, wonderful show.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you. And right now we are saying goodbye to you, and we are looking forward to have you next week with us.
Absolutely. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you, Mary. Bye for now. That one is another opinion that we could have, basically, on this aspect of the subject. And in my opinion, dream and wishes that you achieve, it become success. One time winning, you know, when there is a competition, you win only once. But the success, especially to the education, for you know that the student of Simon Fraser University and rest of the other student in the university, the study that you do, the goal that you achieve, that is your success. And the success is contained of the dream and the wishes that you achieve. You earned it. You're gaining it. You gained it. And this is success. Success stays forever. And remember always, remember dream big. Practice your talent, be hopeful, never lose the hope, and focus on your dream, on your talent for the success. After all, I do know that I am the servant and a student of mankind. From Free Voices, at this moment, I wish you the very happy week ahead of you. And we say goodbye for right now. And I'm ending the program with another song, which is called The Devil Don't Ride Shotgun. As I said earlier, this selection of the music has been done by Chief Shackley from Nicola Valley, presently as from Nicola Valley, and he's moving from province to province, basically, for his aviation, basically, and all the best to him to support and accompany the radio station as well. Have a beautiful week ahead of you. Bye for now, and I wish the peace for the world. Bye for now.
Mm-hmm.